This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It appears that there is a deal coming together that will allow hostages to be released by Hamas in the coming days. It's coming from several sources, including the Prime Minister of Qatar, which has been brokering the deal.
You know, I'm now more confident that we are close enough to reach to a deal that can bring the people safely back to their homes, whether they are the hostages on Hamas side or whatever the exchange that will happen will take place from the Israeli side.
Additionally, Israel's ambassador to the United States said on ABC's This Week program, Israel is hopeful that a significant number of hostages could be released by Hamas in the coming days. Details are unclear, but several sources have mentioned the number 50. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Survivors of Nazi atrocities joined young Jewish activists outside the Paris Holocaust Memorial Saturday to sound the alarm about resurgent anti-Semitic hate speech, graffiti, and abuse linked to the Israeli-Hamas war. The impact of the conflict is drawing increased concern in France and beyond. It's a nail-biter in Argentina with voting underway in a presidential runoff, desperate for a way out of a crippling economic crisis. Argentines began voting Sunday for either Economy Minister Sergio Massa or the libertarian outsider Javier Milei. The two men represent starkly different points of view for Argentina. This is VOA News. Sam Altman, the just-ousted CEO of OpenAI, is talking about a possible return to the company. This as Reuters correspondent Hassani Blatri says he's also talking about starting a new AI company.
The person, who asked not to be named, said the situation remains fluid, with the prospects of Altman's return to AI still uncertain. Both OpenAI, which was co-founded by Elon Musk, and Altman have refrained from making any official comments on the matter. Altman was fired by OpenAI's board late on Friday in a move that shocked the tech world. Investors, including Microsoft, which owns 49% of OpenAI, are strategizing to prevent a talent exodus.
Former President Donald Trump has an announcement at the U.S.-Mexico border. He'll be talking about new hardline proposals to stem immigration. Saturday in Iowa, he said,
I will stop the invasion on our southern border and begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
Trump will be dishing out early Thanksgiving meals to National Guard troops stationed at the southern border. Meanwhile, President Biden and the First Lady meet with military families in Norfolk, Virginia, watching a movie and participating in a Friendsgiving dinner with service members and military families from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Gerald R. Ford. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Three people were killed as hurricanes with winds reaching 38 meters per second hit several regions in Russia's Siberia on Sunday. The Ukrainian army said Sunday that it has pushed Russian forces back 3 to 8 kilometers from the banks of the Dnipro River, which, if confirmed, would be the first meaningful advance by Kyiv's forces months into its counteroffensive. The 2023 Shanghai Tower Vertical Marathon, the world's highest vertical running competition, was staged at the amazing Shanghai Tower in Shanghai on Sunday. Total of 2,000 participants from the UK, Italy, Malaysia, China, and other countries attended the event, climbing 3,398 steps. That is a height of 552 meters. You can get more information from our website, voanews.com. It's available to you 24 hours a day. You can also find information on our mobile apps. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.